Peace and blessings, family. Hermina Shabazz here, host of Voice of Black Star on EPRN, where I host programs about the awakening taking place amongst African Americans and how it is affecting us according to scripture, i.e. the Bible. I would love to conversate with like minds, spreading the word and preparing brothers and sisters for what's to come in these last days. If you would like to put on the armor of Yah and resurrect your brethren with your portion, please email me, NinaShaz@gmail.com. That's NinaShaz@gmail.com. NinaShaz@gmail.com. Peace and blessings, dear family. Are you a black business owner looking to network and have your business advertised? Well, look no further. Voice of Black Star on EPRN is moving in the same direction and would love to work and grow with you. Email me, NinaShaz@gmail.com, for further details on strengthening our community mentally, spiritually, as well as economically. Again, visit email me at NinaShaz@gmail.com. Do you promote the Most High in rhythm and song? Do you have lyrics and beats to vibrate dry bones? If so, Voice of Black Star is looking to promote you on Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. For further details, email me, NinaShaz@gmail.com, to get started today. Grand Rising fam, fall is approaching. Are you ready to fall in love with your skin this season by using the world's creamiest shea butter? Absolutely Fabulous Shea Soufflé has you covered from head to toe. Visit your local beauty supply or afshea.com today.
Your number one internet radio station.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. www.eprn.us.
Peace and blessings, family. And thank you for joining me this evening on the Voice of Black Star, where we discuss biblical information, we read from the Bible and everything. Thank you again for joining us this evening. And tonight, we will be discussing the ancient book of Jubilees. I pray all is going well your way and that you get a good deal of learning out of this lesson and take good notes and go back and follow up, because I know the ancient book of Jubilees isn't well received amongst many, you know, so we just want to take our time and just delve in the facts. Listen carefully and, like again, take notes, take plenty of notes. So tonight, the last time we dealt with out of the ancient book of Jubilees, we deal with chapter 4, Cain born and Cain slays Abel. Forgive me. And tonight we're going to be dealing with the descendant of Adam up to Noah. So I'm going to begin the reading here. And we're also going to be dealing with the book of Enoch. You know, these are chapters within the ancient book of Jubilees. So the first chapter we're going to read is going to be the descendant of Adam up to Noah. So let's begin. In the seventh Jubilee, in the third week, which is 309 and 315, so between those days, AM. Now remember, family, AM is the year of the world. Okay, when you hear me say AM, it's talking about the year of the world. All right, let's continue. Enos took Noam, his sister, to be his wife, and she bare him a son in the third year of the fifth week, 325 AM. And he called his name Kenan. Now this is spelled K-E-N-A-N. And at the close of the eighth Jubilee, Kenan took Moaleleth, his sister, to be his wife, and she bare him a son in the ninth Jubilee, which is 386 and 392, so between that AM. In the first week, in the third year of this week, 395 AM, and he called his name Mahalalel. And in the second week of the 10th Jubilee, between 449 and 455 AM, Mahalalel took unto him to wife Dinah, the daughter of Barachael, and daughter of his father's brother. And she bare him a son in the third week, in the sixth year, 461 AM. And he called his name Jared. For in his days, the angels of the Lord descended on the earth, those who are named the watchers, that they should instruct the children of men, and that they should do judgment and uprightness on the earth. And in the 11th Jubilee, Jared took to himself a wife, and her name was Baraka, the daughter of Rashushal, a daughter of his father's brother. In the fourth week of this Jubilee, between 512 and 518 AM. And she bare him a son in the fifth week, and in the fourth year of the Jubilee, 522 AM, and he called his name Enoch. Now, they have a little notation here at the bottom of this other page. It's saying that Genesis and the book of Jasher has Enoch's birth at 622 a.m. So we're going to just kind of work with that there. So just take notes on that. You can do deeper study because it's neither here nor there. And, you know, so we learned a lot right here between Adam, you know, up to Adam to Noah. And there's a lot of dates going on here and a lot of names and a lot of names of the sisters that we didn't think existed and how it went down. I noticed it was a lot of, you know, a lot of cousins, so to speak, taken into marriage and stuff like that. But we had to, the Most High had to populate the earth. So we had to do it how it had to be done. Or the Most High had to do it how it had to be done. But of course, now the earth is so heavily populated that we don't have to use that type of method anymore, where cousins have to marry cousins or, you know, things like that, or marrying family members. But again, I digress on that. So let's go. The next chapter of the book I want to discuss, too, is the book of Enoch. Now, we know Enoch, you know, because there's a book out of Enoch, and he dealt closely with the Most High and he had a lot to say. So we're going to read this on right here, where it says the book of Enoch. And he was the first among men that are born on earth who learnt writing and knowledge and wisdom, and who wrote down the signs of heaven according to the order of their months in a book, that men might know the seasons of the years according to the order of their separate months. And he was the first to write a testimony, and he testified to the sons of men among the generations of the earth, and recounted the weeks of the jubilees, and made known to them the days of the years, and set in order the months, and recounted the Sabbaths of the years, as we made them known to the men. As we made them known to him. So pretty much, you know, the angels and stuff like that helped to guide him in those things. Because I know they believe that, you know, yes, Most High did have a say with Enoch, but he used his angels to do his bidding as well. Okay? And so forth. So that's when it's in here, we made them. So people get kind of caught up. They think, you know, that God did all the talking. No, he had workers that did his bidding for him. He had angels he created to work with man as well. And you read that in scriptures also. And what was and what will be, he saw in a vision in his sleep, as it will happen to the children of men throughout their generations until the day of judgment. He saw and understood everything and wrote his testimony and placed the testimony on earth for all the children of men for their generations. And in the 12th Jubilee, in the seventh week thereof, between the years of 582 and 588 a.m., he took to himself a wife, and her name was Edni, the daughter of Daniel, the daughter of his father's brother. Okay, so family. We see who he ended up marrying, And, of course, you know, the book of Enoch says his wife was named Edna. So it's just different in spelling and, you know, language by that time. So things can change. But, again, so we kind of figure out a lot right here dealing with the descendants of Adam up into Noah and then the book of Enoch, you know, which is chapters within the book of Jubilees, which we're reading right now. And, like I said, I like reading this book because, again, some people don't like it because they don't understand it or don't think that it correlates well with the scriptures, but it correlates very well with the scriptures, family. It's highly important that we understand that and so forth. So please take your time and listen, you know, take your time and you have to replay it so you can get a good understanding as to what's going on here. Because like I said, this is a lot deeper, family. The world is a lot deeper than what we think. And what we think to know. We only think of what man has been feeding us, so to speak. But we got to start thinking outside the box and start thinking on our own and start reaching out to the Most High to deliver understanding to you and to deliver understanding to you, and so you can deliver understanding to the rest of the world. Because deep down, we as a people, now that we're waking up, we're supposed to be spreading this word. We're supposed to get this understanding out to the world. Yes, to our people as well, but also to the world. Because again, family, judgment is about to take place. And that's why these books were written, so we can get an understanding, we can prepare ourselves. And we have to prepare ourselves, family, because it's so important to get ready for as to what's coming on this earth and so forth. So I pray that you understand and get good wisdom out of this. And again, go back and read. You know, go back and read. It's called the Ancient Book of Jubilees. And it's so important because you can get details. It breaks down the Bible even more. It gives you more detail as to what was taking place in certain times and how did we get all these people populated on the earth and so forth. Because it wasn't just men that's being born, because I know it's a lot of men spoken of in the scriptures, but it was women as well. And these books kind of break down and tell you how things really did get started. Our next venture will be in the ancient book of Jubilees will also be the Methuselah's birth, which is 587 AM, which they have that. Okay. But of course, and it seems that they also have Methuselah's birth a little off by 100 years. So they have him in, you know, Genesis and Joshua has him down for 687 AM. But we know that the book of, well, you know, like again, dates and things like that can be a little off a little bit due to the fact of, like I said, again, language and just, you know, misunderstandings in the language. But again, family, thank you so much for joining me. I pray that you have a wonderful evening and that you take the these words into consideration. And again, go back and read your book. I would say go back and read where the angels that were cast down to earth or whatever, because I have a feeling too there was angels that were cast down that who lusted after the women, you know, of earth and so forth. So things went down. So that could be around the time of Jared as well. That could be around the time, you know, around the time of Jared's, you know, birth or whatever. And I think the earth may have been divided, if I'm not mistaken. But definitely just read your book and, you know, read your scriptures along with these books. Because there's nothing that says you have to read one and accept the other and not accept the other or read, you know, you can read all of them. You pretty much accept all of them because all of them have information there that's potent to what you need to know as to what is going to take place here on this earth. And we can see the signs. We see the signs every day. We see there are fires that can't be put out. We see there's famine. There's drought going on. It's almost kind of put me back into what probably was happening in Sodom and Gomorrah. What the Most High was like, he was so done till he had to wipe them out. And not to mention at the beginning of the earth. And I also like to say that there was even another time, even between the major flood and the, you know, and what's going to, you know, the other little things that took place on this earth. But I digress on that part because it's a little deeper in thought, you know, and readings and stuff like that, but I won't take the family too far, okay? We're going to keep it straight. We'll keep it forward. We'll keep it easy and simple for understanding. And right now we know as of the flood, Most High took it down because there's some wild things happening on this earth. Then, and I think that we're at that time again. We're getting very, 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 very close to it, okay? Men their hearts have become corrupt beyond almost to no repair. If you think about it, you know, we had technology that's starting to take over things. You have, you know, people not discerning between the sexes. I mean, the Most High created man and woman, but we despise that for some reason. We're being taught opposite of that. And we taught that is hate if we do not agree with what the Most High disagrees with, okay? So I'm down for whatever the Most High is down for. If he said this is how we're supposed to live, man and woman, to procreate, to populate his earth that he created, then that's what I'm going to do. And if he says he despises or he's totally against, you know, man on man and woman, that type of living, then I am against that as well. So, family, we got to take our roles here on this earth seriously. We got to take this life serious, okay, up to your death. You need to get back with the Most High because it's getting serious around here. There's no stopping what's going on. No stopping at all. And also, too, family, I wish to talk about as well about how it is that we're getting away from things. I noticed that the more we come into the understanding of who we are and what's about to take place, and as we put this truth out here, the more we're being pulled away from our true heritage. The divide amongst our African brothers and sisters against the ones that are here on America. All this foundational Black American thing, it's a divide, family. I'm going to say this, it's a divide. Because I've never heard in my life so much division against the African nation. When I came up, as growing up in the 80s, especially in the 80s, I was born in the 70s, grew up mostly in the 80s, where, you know, we have some understanding as to your surroundings. We still dealt with a lot of African culture. We still have a lot of the artwork was still very serious amongst us. The clothing was, you know, that way, the hairstyles and things like that were there. The rhythm, which is, you know, dealing with the music and things. So family and all this, now that we're Native Americans and all this, that, and the third, I heard a little bit about that when we were younger, but not to the extent where we're trying to totally wipe out our true African heritage. Now, there are some that are, you know, dark-skinned Native Americans. There are dark-skinned Native Americans people. The earth was populated with pretty much melanated people of all shades. Like I say, all skin folk ain't kin folk, okay? All kin folk, you know, we're not. Just because we share the same complexion don't make us the same people, is what I'm trying to say. And we need to don't get caught up in that theory, that theoretical thinking, because just because they're brown, we're brown, see, we share the same skin. No, that doesn't make us the same folk, okay? That doesn't make us the same people. We're different nationalities. Yeah, we share the same colors, but that don't make us the same exact people, okay? And so we need to come out of that as well. And like I said, again, some of our, you know, our African sisters and brothers, they've been taught bad about us too, and they've been taught a certain way about us to keep us divided. Because think about it, if we were to really, truly get together and really, truly get to understand one another and really, truly combine and unite, we'll be a force to reckon with. And that's why they don't want us together. That's why they coming up with all these different FBAs, and we're actually Native Americans and all of this stuff, all this nonsense, okay? And now there may be some of us who are, if you're claiming you're Native American, you don't check your bloodline, and you find out, yeah, you're Native American, you're not nowhere near African descent, then more power to you. Congratulations. Okay, but don't come around talking about we want reparations, because there's no reparations for you, because the Native Americans got their reparations already, and they continue to get their reparations, you know, and it wasn't even reparations that they're getting. They're just getting money and stuff pretty much just because they signed on with the Europeans that came over and took over their land. They decided they was going to go ahead and be with them, you know, they were going to unite with them. Because, family, it's all nations are going to be against the so-called African-American or, you know, or even some Africans. And a lot of times, a lot of Africans, because still there's Hebrews, there's Israel still on the continent. We are a despised people. We're a cursed people, family. So we're not going to be wanted amongst nobody, okay? We're never going to get it here in America. And I know everybody's thinking, we do this, we do that. Okay, we vote here, and we vote that. There's not enough voting that's going to get us to where we need to be. We're always going to be a second-class citizen in the eyes of other nations. The Most High has made it this way because of our disobedience from Him. And I think once our people understand this and get it in their head as to what has taken place, that what we did wrong, what our ancestors have done wrong, once we come to grips with that, then we can move on. But all this bickering amongst each other and not wanting to claim your heritage because you're in denial about the facts, then it's never going to end for us. And we're never going to get to that. I don't care how many marches, I don't care how many platforms we put together. I don't care how much chit-chatting we do or how much talking we do. But if we are not willing to face the facts of who we are and what we have done to the Most High, we're never going to get an understanding, and it's always going to be a struggle. We're always going to be up at them voting polls trying to get some man to change our lives. to get us where we're supposed to be. And that's never going to happen. So, yeah, I follow the votings. I follow the different little things, what goes on, the worldly things. I follow them, but I don't follow them. You know what I mean? I don't indulge in those things. I don't take full faith in those things. Because I know what the Most High has said and what he has done to the so-called African-Americans or so-called black people. And some of us who want to be called Foundation of Black Americans. Okay, that's fine and dandy too. But to know that you are still not necessarily that, so to speak. You're from the continent of Africa. Your ancestors were from there, okay? They were brought over here. And it's okay to claim that, because when the end of the day, when it's time for us to get our just rewards, those of you who are not claiming this thing, who say your families didn't come over on slave ships, that y'all had nothing to do with the slave thing, then don't look for your reparations, okay? You have just signed yourself out. You just disown your heritage, okay? You say you don't want it. That's what you're saying when you say those things. You say you're foundational black Americans and you're this and you're that, then don't look for your just rewards at the end of the day. When it's all said and done and judgment comes upon and the Most High is distributing his righteous their just due, don't look for your reward or your reparation, so to speak, because you said you were from here. So if anything, you should be trying to go for what the Native Americans, real Native Americans, yes, the dark-skinned ones with the long hair and all that stuff like that, yes, those people, you need to go and go on your Native American heritage line and go collect the money that they're receiving right now. Because, again, fam, it's about to get real, and there's no time and no patience for this all this stuff, this divide. Stop dividing yourselves from your African heritages, okay? Because paradise is on the continent of Africa, all right? This right here is bondage. We're in a land of bondage. We're part of the diaspora. You can't be part of that diaspora and then say you're a foundation of black American. That don't work. Okay? Those two, there's a conflict of interest. And I noticed that that's been going on a lot lately. And some of my people are so, don't really use their mind. They're so, they're spent to the point where they just go along with any wind of doctrine and be okay. And don't even look it up. Don't take their time to look it up. And that's not good, family. That's why they'll tell you not to read certain books. Oh, don't read that. Oh, don't read the Book of Enoch because, yeah, that was written. Man, we don't know da-da-da-da. No. Or they'll tell you don't read the ancient Book of Jubilees because of this. Or don't read this. Or don't read that. No, the Bible is fiction. You know, the Bible is all this. No, stop. Family, that's to keep you from your heritage. And it's going to be poured on you more and more the closer we get to these end times and this judgment days, okay? It's going to be pounded on you more to separate you from the Most High power, to keep you from being protected, because you're going to need a hedge of protection when all this stuff starts hitting the fan, and it's hitting the fan now. It's really going there now. A lot of us should have been passed long ago. A lot of us should be dead right now with all the poisons they're putting in the food and the air, everything. We're lucky to even be alive right now. If it wasn't for the grace of the Most High power, Yahuwah. Hallelujah. But family, again, join me on the next Voice of Black Star, and we will be discussing the ancient Book of Jubilees, the book, the chapter of Methuselah's birth, 587 AM. I look forward to talking to you then, family, or seeing you, even though it's virtually, you know, but still. Have a beautiful, beautiful day, and thank you again for joining me, family. Shalom.